266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The U.S. launched air assaults on dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria in retaliation for a deadly drone strike in Jordan. Here's CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The targets included command and control centers, weapons depots, and drone storage facilities. But the U.S. did not hit targets inside Iran, leery of escalating a wider regional conflict.
You know, the goal here is to get these attacks to stop. We are not looking for a war with Iran.
In a call with reporters Friday evening, the administration said the strike specifically targeted groups that meant to do Americans harm.
Now to what could be some really dangerous weather out west. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Oravec.
We do anticipate some heavy rains all along the coast into Southern California. So totals probably in the 3 to 5 inch range with some locally heavier amounts up to 8 inches in the mountainous areas that are north of Los Angeles and the mountains that are along the coast of Central California.
As the Senate reached a deal to overhaul the immigration system, protests are expected today at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez is there.
Sources tell CBS News that Border Patrol this weekend relocated a group of migrants from the main processing facility in the sector because of threats received by the agency. Customs and Border Protection told us it is taking appropriate and necessary actions to keep employees and migrants in our custody safe.
The first official Democratic primary is happening today in South Carolina. President Biden is looking to sway black voters who helped revive his 2020 campaign. Vice President Kamala Harris was there yesterday.
It is because of that work that Joe Biden is president of the United States, and I am the first woman and first black woman to be vice president of the United States.
So how high is your pain threshold? It may depend on your age and gender, says correspondent Natalie Brand.
A study from Ohio State University finds the part of the brain which inhibits pain changes as we grow older. This leads to older women becoming more sensitive to pain than older men. But the study authors caution that everyone experiences pain differently.
Well, today is kind of, sort of a holiday.
Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man.
The first Saturday of February is considered Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. It was first started in the 60s by a mom in Rochester, New York, who was just trying to keep her six kids entertained on a cold and snowy February morning. It became a tradition, spread so much that on this day, ice cream shops are offering deals and some are even raising money for charities. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Artificial intelligence could be used to meddle in this year's elections. As Eric Tegedoff reports, it could cause voters to mistrust all information, even the truth.
Before the New Hampshire primary, a robocall imitating President Joe Biden called voters and told them not to vote. It's seen as a potential preview of what voters could be in for as the 2024 general election approaches. Rachel Ori is the senior associate director of the Bipartisan Policy Center's Elections Project. She says AI could have other consequences.
Our bigger concern is what's known as a liar's dividend, that the presence of false information makes voters trust any information less.
Ori says the past few years have seen a near constant assault on accurate voting information, which has made it challenging for good information to reach voters. Ori says AI could supercharge the misinformation campaigns that have existed for years. However, election officials across the country have a leg up going into the 2024 vote.
Election officials and voting advocates around the country are sort of well prepared to mitigate and respond to increases in misinformation because they spent the last couple of years flexing that muscle and learning how to respond to misinformation and election denial campaigns.
Ori says election officials should have a plan ready to respond to AI misinformation campaigns. She says there likely aren't any regulatory options available at the moment to stop these operations.
Technology is maybe growing faster than the regulatory tools we have available. So at present, it seems difficult to find a policy that the government could adopt and make these robocalls impossible.
Ori says another concern is targeted campaigns that use a voter's personal information to persuade them not to vote, although there aren't any documented instances of this happening yet. I'm Eric Tegedoff. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny by this afternoon, we'll see a high near 39. Partly cloudy tonight, 31. Becoming mostly sunny on your Sunday with a high near 40. Sunshine, 42 for Monday, 45 on Tuesday. And the warm-up continues, 49 Wednesday, 52 on Thursday.
Right now, it's 28.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1.
Face of my conscience, coming to understand myself. Clear out all the old cobwebs.
If it's 7 o'clock on, excuse me, 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, hour two. And staying with me is my guest, Kenny Machieski, whose band, The Black and Blue Hearts. They have a new single out that we played earlier in the show called You Had Other Plans, and you can get it on Spotify, right?
All the streaming platforms, yeah, YouTube.
YouTube, so. And yeah. Then you have a website, theblackandbluehearts.com.
Correct.
Just like it sounds, that's A-N-D, not ampersand.
Correct.
So check them out. And then here in studio at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, and again, I forgot to mention Johnny, my producer, is doing a great job here this morning under, you know, very minimal training, really, really helping us out here, doing a fantastic job as we look to grow our production team. And yes, we are hiring. And I also, later on the show, we're going to talk about the police and fire are also hiring too. And we've got two great departments here in Waukesha. And then here, a current member of the city council, one of my successors, you shall say, the right honorable gentle lady from the 11th district here in downtown, Alicia Halbenslaben. Alicia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. And I know you only have 5 minutes. You got to go across the street to do some canvassing. What's going on with city council these days? What are some legislative issues that people should be paying attention to?
Well, we're actually, one of the things I'm probably most excited about is that we are moving forward with overhauling all of our zoning. A lot of our zoning code is a little out of date, doesn't necessarily match up with some of the things that we're actually doing in the city. So
Sure. We're
just doing kind of an overhaul, really getting down to brass tacks and looking at everything instead of just doing, okay, this one thing isn't working. We're looking at the whole shebang. So I think that's going to be really great for the city. It's going to be really great for homeowners, for business owners, just overall really great for Waukesha.
Terrific. And how is our new city administrator, Anthony Brown, working out?
He's great. He is spot on. We're also in the process of working on the strategic planning. So I've had a chance to really talk to him quite a bit through that process.
Sure.
And he gets it. He knows what's going on. He is great. I'm really excited about what he's going to do for our city.
You know, one of the reasons Kenny's here, and it's good that you're here, is what can our city government do to help promote a Les Paul Guitar Town Festival here? An annual event that could attract guitar and music fans.
Can you get us all the noise permit clearances?
As a downtown alder as well.
I will absolutely sign any paperwork that you need me to, but it's definitely not my sole decision. But
sure.
I think it sounds like a great idea. I'm all in favor of more and more community events, things that bring in people from outside the city especially. We have already a lot of really great community events, but I'm always up for more, especially if they're in the park across the street from my house over here.
All right. Yeah, that's what a great spot for that, you know. And I would say the only other thing I would throw out at that is, you know, and I've noticed it just from regular going downtown on the weekend, parking.
Mm-hmm.
We need the parking. Like, if we're going to bring a music festival, we need a place for people to put their cars. So, yes.
Sure.
So we actually, a lot of people don't realize this, but we do have some really great parking options that people just don't necessarily notice. But actually, from the studio right here, you can see our wonderful parking garage that is extremely underutilized. And you can park there for $3. $3. And the first 2 hours are free. After that, it's only $3. It's a really great option. So, yeah, if you want to spend all day at a festival in the middle of Cutler Park, you can park right across the street at the South Street parking ramp.
It impressed me because one night I drove Mary Jane there to pick up her car, and it's very well lit now. It's a lot of time, especially for women, perception is a reality. And if a ramp is dark, they don't feel safe.
Right.
And it is something that we've been working to improve. We also have sort of enabled our CSOs to be able to write citations if there's people hanging out in there, not really doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Sure.
Just kind of make sure that we can get people moving along if they don't, if they're just, you know, like I said, just hanging out in there and maybe not using it as a parking garage.
Sure.
So that's going to definitely bring that place up a little bit. So we're really working on pushing people to park there and making it a better space for us.
Awesome. Terrific. You know, I for my time in the council, I thought this was true, that the parking ramp at City Hall at night is available for people to park there if they're frequenting one of our downtown establishments. Is that true?
Yes, that's also true. So it's
a lot
kind
of
the
there.
Yeah, so that like transit center, City Hall parking garage, same thing. In fact,
and your walking distance or everything.
Right. In fact, it's where people are encouraged to park if they're going to our wonderful new downtown brewery, North Pillar, which I
checked
out.
Has that opened yet?
It is. I went to the grand opening last weekend. It was pretty great.
I was going to say, I went there on Thursday for the first time, and we were questioning, like, where do you park over here? Like, can you park in the Domino's lot? And then my wife pointed out, yeah, the lot above the bus station.
Yep.
I said, I didn't even know that was a lot. I just thought it was the bus station.
And even
it's a whole parking ramp right there.
The ground level lot in the front of City Hall, same thing. That's, you can park there, public parking,
it
right?
Is public
if you're,
parking.
Especially going to the brewery.
I think it might be kind of a stretch if you were trying to, because you'd have to, there's no good way to walk down from there. So I would definitely encourage people to use the parking ramp.
And I'm embarrassed. What do we call that? West Street or North Street, where the brewery is?
That's on North.
North Pillar
is on North. Very convenient to remember.
North Pillar, yeah. But that was the site of a brewery, the same, which is kind of cool,
brewery.
Too, that we're able to reestablish that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now, closer to where you live, Alder Helbenslaben, when is that Beatles bar going to open?
We talk about this all the time.
Isn't that the question? I know that they had an event there recently that I saw online. But, you know, he's been really working to make it exactly what his vision is. And I think he's got kind of a, you know, perfectionist attitude, maybe a little bit. But I have been in there. It's gorgeous. It's going to be really nice when it is finally open to the public. I think that he's going for this spring, if I remember correctly. But that date has been moved quite a few times.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is Beatles all the way inside there. I mean, he has got like the heat registers that say Beatles on them. All the artwork in there is Beatles themed to the point where you kind of have to know like all of the songs to understand what the artwork means.
I'm a huge Beatles fan, so I probably know a lot of it. But isn't there a part of it? Because like, he's got another place in Oconomowoc there. The stage looks like the Cavern Club in Liverpool where they started.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be really fun to check out.
Yeah, so they're going to have live music there? Is that the
premise? Yes, he is,
Because I remember playing in that
building. Beatles cover bands?
Yeah.
I think that the idea is that there are going to be some Beatles cover bands, but not exclusively Beatles music.
But maybe Beatlesque, you know.
So that was a great room. I remember playing in there when it was main stage, I think it was, when Steve owned it. And then it was he had a brewery in there for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a brewery in there.
Great room for music, yeah.
Well, that was another location, I believe, was a brewery back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then I think it was a brewery briefly sometime in the last 10 years or so.
Okay. But if your guy, if he's seeking for perfection, he's got to replace the Union Jack with an Irish flag, because everyone knows Liverpool is the true capital of Ireland. It's a very large Irish community. And the Beatles all are of Irish heritage, too. People don't know that. So that's.
I did not know that.
Again, I'm kind of getting my Fenian Irish angst out. But, that Union Jack could be a major blockade for me and other.
You know, I was just going to add real quick, but as long as we're on the Beatles topic, you know that you had other plans. That song was loosely based on, it was John Lennon that actually created that. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Nice.
He was the first to put that in a song lyric, and you guys are familiar with that phrase.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of a little bit of where that song playing came from.
That's good. I mean, they've had such an amazing influence on music, probably one of the most prolific bands in any genre, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, such a great range. You know, I was hearing on my TikTok, the scene from the movie Help, which is a great movie, that scene when they do You Gotta Hide Your Love Away. What a really cool. It's such a short song. It's not a very long song, but one of probably the most beautifully written and performed songs ever from the Help album. And of course, in the movie. So, and recently I saw Hard Day's Night one night, like within the past year. And I read too, like years later, because I've seen it, probably seen it like three times now. But there are a lot of like Irish political themes in that movie, because there's the guy that plays Paul's grandfather. And so there's a lot of like real Fenian themes in that movie. So it isn't just a fun, you know, rock and roll movie, but so there are some political that people in the UK and I would be more familiar with. It would be more, you know, akin to, they would know what's going on, or they'd be able to read into that. So, but such a great music tradition here. Alder, we're good on time so far?
Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent. What are some of your music influences, or what would you like to see more of musically here in the Shaw?
You know what? I am all about local bands. Honestly, I love just going out. I'm not genre specific necessarily.
Sure.
So, you know, I've got my really good friends, the Heartbursts, that play here quite a bit.
They're friends of mine too.
Are they?
I'm actually working on a musical project with them.
Oh,
the Heartbursts. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
No. Maddie and Allie.
Yeah.
Allie was getting back on.
Allie was just in my recording studio the other day.
Oh, she said she was recording this week. So that makes sense.
That was me.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. And then I'm seeing a Big Spoon at Maddie's tonight. So also friends of ours.
So our very own Rocker from Max Inc. Radio, his band will be playing there on the 16th. You know Rocker, right, Kenny?
I know Rocker, yeah.
Yeah. So
back in the day.
And he's a Waukesha South grad, the parent of the Schneidermans, still live right across the street from South. So, and that's the thing, is there's always great music. There's another, my wife, we don't stay, you know, we're old. We don't stay out that late, but one night after, a South fundraiser we went to before it was Maddie's Mad Scientist and the band First Wave. So it's an 80s cover band. And, Don Haslett's in the, he used to work with my wife. He's a band teacher at Bruce Guadalupe, and it's an amazing 80s cover band experience. And would love to have them back here in the Shaw. Yeah, it really is. They do a great job. They do everything. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, The Cure, you know, New Order. I mean, some of your favorite bands from the 80s. So ABC, and you know, as a child of that era, that's fun to recapture. But any other final comments before we let you go, Alicia, on what we should be looking out for in the city?
No, I mean, there's always interesting stuff going on, but, you know, major stuff is, you know, the strategic planning is what we're working on right now. So that's definitely taking up some time for city staff, as well as the council members. So I'm really excited to see what we come up with. Kind of looking at what the goals are for the city. I'm really excited about what's coming out of there.
Terrific. Well, I'm really grateful for your gift of time this morning and for all you do for our city. And whatever you can do to get some of your fellow members of the council to show up here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. They owe it to themselves and their constituents here to come on the show. So you let them know I said that.
And, I will let them know.
We'll let Alicia go, and we'll continue this dialogue with Ken Maciejski of the Black and Blue Hearts, plus some more important city news, including a special ceremony at Waukesha South this Tuesday.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915, and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
When I met you, the clock turned sideways. The coffee stopped brewing when I saw your face. Couldn't say why, just that nothing had ever felt that way.
This Week in Waukesha continues, and you're listening to another local band. Kenny, have you heard of Bunny Blues? Kenny?
I have.
You have. This is called Cat's Cafe.
Yep.
Big shout out to my good friend Reed Miller, a senior at Waukesha South, a member of this band. I really dig that tune, Cat's Cafe, Bunny Blues. Reed's also a member, and he's been a part of two state championship mock trial teams, and I believe they're on their way this year. Another great season, and looking forward to hearing more about that. And today is also, well, February. This is day three of Black History Month. I was, of course, reminded, I heard Earl on one of our announcements, Earl Ingram, really good friend. And I'm wearing a sweatshirt that none of you can see, and it says Freedom, Freedom Irish, is a gift, a white elephant Christmas gift from my really dear friend, Johnny Watermelon. He used to wear it to the farmer's market. Yep, Johnny's giving us the thumbs up. Freedom, Wisconsin was founded in 1830, by an African-American named James Andrew Jackson. And he was so revered by the residents of that town up north there that they wanted to name the town Jackson after him. But he wanted the town to be named Freedom because this is where he obtained his freedom. So that's one of my favorite bits of Black history in Wisconsin that I like to acknowledge and celebrate. And also, their nickname's the Irish, too. So being Irish, this works for me wearing this sweatshirt. And again, thank you again for Johnny. It's one of my most treasured gifts from a really dear friend here, doing a great job on the board. So, and well, yeah, if we do our Lonesome Corn Crakes project, Kenny, there's got to be a space for Johnny in there. You know, he could be like our manager or one of our producers.
He could be the sound guy, yeah.
So our...
I'm a good harmonica player.
There you go. You good on the blues harp, Johnny?
Yeah, I can bend a note.
Count, you're in. That's awesome.
There you go.
That's fantastic. So what other projects do we have coming up for the Black and Blue Hearts that we should be aware of?
So I do have a handful of performances coming up, including I run an open mic out in Rome, Wisconsin.
Where's Rome, Wisconsin?
Rome, Wisconsin.
I know Rome, New York is, but...
Right, you're going straight out 18 past... past Golden Lake out into Jefferson County. It's like it's a half hour out there. But
what night is that every week?
It's not every week. You got to look at the schedule for it or check out my Facebook page, Kenny Machieski, or the Black and Blue Hearts website. Sure. Usually lists those dates too. But it's way out there, and it's a cool open mic though at a neat bar. They got a bowling lane. They got food. It's great. It's called Bark River Lanes.
Okay, and for everyone's benefit, I'm going back to my Buffalo roots here. Machieski spelled M-A-C-I-E. J-E-W-S-K-I.
You got it, man. That's very well done, Tom. I'm impressed. Impressed. But yeah, I got
some proud Buffalonian, big Polish heritage there. I think I could spell just about any Polish surname because of that.
That's awesome, man. Not many people can do that. I had a boss couldn't do it for 12 years that I had.
I was a member of the Knights for a year or two.
Yeah.
And there was a fundraiser I got roped into organizing, and my wife was helping me write all the envelopes, and she was just blown away by the names I could spell, the Polish surnames. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from Buffalo. Right. I know it. So
that's awesome, man.
So Jefferson County, I'm glad you mentioned Jefferson County, because I want to mention my guest on February 17th is my county supervisor, Terry Themey, a native of Jefferson County, who was also my alder for 12 years, my predecessor, and Waukesha police officer for 30 years and still does some work with Carroll University's transportation, and a good friend. Really looking forward to having him on. He's up for re-election. This will be his second visit. The Fighting Saint, Terry Themey, joins us February 17th, so put that in your calendars. And there's one announcement I haven't made yet that's going on in Waukesha, is I want to congratulate Ananya Serenovic, a senior at Waukesha South. She was selected as a distinguished young woman for 2025, winning scholarships in the categories of talent, interview, self-expression, and scholastics. Excuse me. This is the first time in the history of the Distinguished Young Woman of Wisconsin program that we've held a Waukesha local program. Ananya will represent Waukesha on the Distinguished Young Woman of Wisconsin state program held Saturday, August 3rd of this year at 6 p.m. over at the Franklin Sabre Center in Franklin, Wisconsin. So congrats and way to hashtag be legendary, Ananya Serenovic. That's a really cool thing to celebrate. And then there's also another distinguished Waukesha South black shirt. This gentleman happens to be a 42-year-old alumnus whose jersey number 42 will be retired at this Tuesday's basketball game when the black shirts take on CMH. So the crosstown rivalries continue. The black shirts ran the table. Coach Lee Montez, your good friend, and the boys beating West and South this past week. Now let's see if they can get the clean sweep and beat the Crusaders this Tuesday. But at 6:30 before the game starts, Julian Swartz, the 1999 Associated Press Player of the Year in Wisconsin high school basketball, will have his jersey number 42, and he happens to be 42 years old. Julian's back. He's had a successful college coaching career. His last tour of duty was as an assistant at Georgia Tech. he's here for a year doing some local consulting and also spending time with family. Among his other accolades were he had 2,123 career points, which leads all black shirts. And he was selected to the WBCA Hall of Fame. I believe that would be the Wisconsin basketball. I forgot how it stands for. Hall of Fame in 2020. As a freshman, Julian was also a member of the Wisconsin Badger Final Four team when Dick Bennett was there.
Wow.
And I was like a seventh or eighth man as a freshman coming off the bench. He then finished his career at Carroll University, well then Carroll College, and also a survivor of some mental health issues. Julian's become a champion of raising awareness for mental health, getting good mouth. And he has a degree in counseling. And so he, in addition to coaching, he also counsels student athletes. And so just a really, really great role model, great hero for this community, excuse me, to celebrate this Tuesday, 6:30 at the Waukesha South high school gym. So maybe they should call it the Julian Swartz Fieldhouse. I've been doing that wherever I go. If there's no name to it, I give it a name. Like Oconomowoc High School has a name. I believe it was after a gymnast there who had unfortunately passed away at a young age. But I go to Waukesha North. It's the Kurt Larson Student Event Center. Last night at West, it was the Joe Schobert Activity Center. Yep.
Joe's a good guy.
So what are we going to call South? The Julian Swartz Fieldhouse.
Yeah, until high school starts selling naming rights to their stadiums, right?
There it is. Yeah, yeah. So that could be next. Yeah, I think that's athletic director Dan Schreiber. So, yeah, if he pays for it.
The Waukesha West Taco Bell Arena. Although, isn't Kettle Moraine's new football stadium called the Culver Stadium or something like that?
It very well could be.
I think it is.
Yeah. No.
So maybe they're selling naming rights out there already.
They could. Yeah. There's money to be made in this naming thing. I just don't like that it's there's a new name every 2 years or every, 4 years. It'd be like,
Right.
I can see a band changes the name because you add new members or you take on it, or you leave a band,
Yeah, but I can't stop saying Miller Park, can you?
No, and I can't stop saying Tiger Stadium, although that was torn down. They built a new Joe Louis Arena.
Like the Little Caesars
Rich
Arena.
Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. It's now then it was Ralph Wilson, and now it's Highmark Stadium or something like that. And what's the one that was called North America Park? I forget where that was, but that's a long. So, yeah, I don't like that. But, that's life. And our conversation continues with Ken Machieski, the Black and Blue Hearts great local musician, as we continue to talk about more great local musicians. Mary Jane Sanchez has just popped in with some coffee and some pastry. So really grateful for that. So thanks again.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. International leaders are reacting to the latest retaliatory attacks by the U.S. on targets in Iraq and Syria after a deadly drone strike in Jordan. The Austrian foreign minister says...
And our common goal has to be to prevent a spillover at all costs. This is a powder keg, the whole Middle East, and there are too many people running around with matches.
Southern California is getting a drenching, and they could be in for some serious flooding as well. A warning from Santa Barbara Emergency Management Director Kelly Hubbard.
That heavy, heavy peak rain is Sunday in the middle of the night all the way through Monday. And so if we can avoid being on the road, avoid commuting or traveling during that time, that's going to help everyone out.
In Eagle Pass, Texas, protest today over the Biden administration's immigration policies.
Everybody has a right to protest, and as long as it gets peacefully and everything will be okay.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Badgers hope to rebound. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the number 6th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers lost Thursday night to Nebraska 80-72 in overtime. Matt LePay with the call on the Badgers radio network.
Hepburn with 7 seconds left. Chucky, a deep three. It's off the rim, no good. Gary the rebound, and Nebraska wins it in overtime by 8. And another court storm here in Lincoln as the 6th-ranked team in the country goes down.
Now, Wisconsin has a chance to hold on to that spot in the top 10 when they host the number 2-ranked Purdue Boilermakers Sunday at noon. Head coach Greg Gard asked, will his team need to cut down on the turnovers against Purdue?
Yeah, that combined with bad shot selection and no play in the paint. You know, we don't get to the free throw line, and we aren't going to get fouled when you're consistently shooting jump shots.
That's the Badgers head basketball coach, Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Becoming sunny by this afternoon, we'll see a high near 39. Partly cloudy tonight, 31. Becoming mostly sunny on your Sunday with a high near 40. Sunshine, 42 for Monday, 45 on Tuesday. And the warm-up continues, 49 Wednesday, 52 on Thursday.
Right now, it's 28.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
How to ever felt that way before. Came here to escape, but then you caught my gaze for a turn of phrase.
Hey, we're back listening to Waukesha. Some more Cat's Cafe from Bunny Blues. And before that, you heard Waukesha's one of their favorite sons, the Bodines.
Yeah.
With Closer to Free. And we're back with Kenny Macieski. And also here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown with his usual weekly consult is retired U.S. Attorney James Santel, who shows Morning Cannolis is next. And he has graced our guests with his usual weekly pastry. He's really grateful for this. These are eclairs, which are insanely good. He brought these a while back, but he's brought a lot of cannolis from Brady's all the way, or Gloriosa's all the way in Brady Street. And Jim's going to be one of my guests here next week. And also, a good time to get into the Carol Minute. We've heard of America's Got Talent. Next week, Carol's Got Talent. And there'll be at least one student coming in to do some singing. She's a vocalist. Her name's Marissa. I don't have her last name yet, but she was a referral from Triple G. Thanks for that, Greg Weinschneider. And then we're still working on a primary guest that should be, I'm waiting to hear back from a few luminaries. So it should be a great show. And then Kenny, what were we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about a lot of things today.
I love it. So no, I just wanted to chime in real quick. Those People's Park and Lou's Lucky Penny recently participated in the Waukesha Strong, the project, by engraving clay tiles that will be installed in the wall at the Parade Memorial on Greedy Park. So far, the community has engraved nearly 400 tiles. Very cool. The Waukesha Strong Tile Project was created to allow the community a chance to be a part of the Parade Memorial. The next community tile event will be Saturday, March 9th, after my show from 10 to 2 at the Waukesha Public Library. Anyone is welcome to create a tile. The cost of each tile is $25, with all proceeds going to the memorial fund. If you have a group that would like to do a tile event, let us know. They'll schedule a time to group for you if you pay for at least 35 tiles. So I think that would be for a lot of these companies, great team building exercise for a very important cause. And so, and also next Saturday is the Rotary Club's annual Pancake Festival at the County Fair Expo Center. And I'll be emceeing that after this week in Waukesha. It goes from 7 to 12:30. I'll be there shortly after 9. And it's a great fun. Mayor Riley is one of the cooks. And County Executive Paul Farrell will be there. Congressman Pat Fitzgerald, I believe, is expected. And some other local leaders.
Are they looking for more cooks for that?
They might, if you're interested.
Well, I was going to say, Cora here is a great cook, and she makes pancakes pretty much daily, I think.
Really? Okay. We'll put you in touch with Amanda Medina-Roddy. If you're listening, Amanda, we've got another volunteer for you for the breakfast.
You and the mayor can cook pancakes for the town.
Yep. Amanda was on the show, I believe it was 2 weeks ago now, to promote that. So we're really looking forward to it. We went for the first time last year. And I already placed my order for 5 tickets, so I'll be going with my wife and two of our 4 children. And hopefully if my father-in-law Rick's available, he'll be coming with us. Otherwise, we'll have an extra ticket. So, but that's a lot of fun. We had a good time last year, and I'm going to have more fun because I'll be emceeing it.
That's cool.
So put that on your calendar. So, yeah, maybe we'll see about, I think they have live music, but maybe for next year we'll book we'll talk to them about booking the Black and Blue Festival. So
there you go.
Terrific. What have you done locally lately in terms of live performances?
Yeah, so in terms of live performances, I guess maybe I'll talk about a couple that are coming up because I talked about...
Sure, please.
I do an open mic out in Rome, but again, the blackandbluehearts.com is the website. I list shows there and whatnot on Facebook, social media, whatever.
Terrific.
But that said, so I've got an event coming up, and this is really pertinent to this discussion, Fred Fest. Yeah, so there's a gentleman... from Waukesha or the Waukesha area named Fred Christian. And unfortunately, he was a bass player, phenomenal musician, recorded his band, Billy Lethal.
Hmm.
And Billy is actually a great guitar player too here from town. But long story short, they're having a Fred Fest every year after Fred passed away a few years ago. But he was very involved in the community of music, and so were his kids at the high schools.
Sure.
So they actually have Fred Fest they put on every year, and they actually have a scholarship fund that's available. Okay. I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, that's available to the kids here in Waukesha.
Sure.
If they're in one of the band programs. So I'll be playing at that event.
What's the date on that?
The date on that, I think, is the, it's either the 10th or 17th of May.
So we have a little time then.
Yeah, it's coming up on a Friday. So again, go to theblackandbluehearts.com. You can see the stuff for Fred Fest. That's up at the Elks Club here.
Nice, right? Yeah. In my old Aldermanic district.
Yeah, yeah. Up on your side of town.
I love the Elks Club, yeah.
Up on your side of town. It's a cool venue there. So,
and Springdale.
Billy Lethal will be playing.
Good, good.
Along with, yeah, so that's one of my upcoming events. And then I'll be as this new release comes out, I'll be booking more shows coming up here.
Sounds good.
I'll be at the Scalpelton Festival in May as well.
That's right. Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you reminded me. Last week's guest, you might remember, I had Candace Strong from Trisha's Troops providing support for cancer patients before, during, and after treatment. We also had in the second hour, we had a couple of members of the fire department, including Mr. Mark Schrader, whose daughter, 7-year-old daughter Mary, was diagnosed with B cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia right before Thanksgiving. She's facing a challenging 2.5 year battle. She got to call into the show and talk to us, which was wonderful. She's a lovely young girl. Sorry, I had to my Mary Jane. Thanks for the coffee too. It's really hitting the spot here with my sore throat. But they are to raise money for the Schrader family. The Waukesha Fire Department, and particularly their local 407 professional firefighters and the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Charitable Foundation, have organized this event called Melodies for Mary Benefit Concert, the band Detour, which one of the frontmen is a Waukesha firefighter. That'll take place on February 24th at the Knucklehead Pub and Grill in Eagle. So put that on your calendars. All the proceeds at the door, and I think there'll be some other fundraising activities, will go to the Schrader family for Mary's benefit. And thanks again to Acting Chief Joe Hoffman for helping arrange to put them on the show and to continue to promote it. The recorded version, I guess the second hour, didn't record very well. We're still trying to figure that out, so we apologize. But we may look to have them on the show maybe day of to promote this, or maybe the week before. I think that would be great, especially get a couple firemen with an old policeman like Terry Thieme. That could we could have some fun. There could be some fireworks. you got to believe Terry would also be very supportive of this. And yeah, he's mentioned that. So put that on your calendar, please. February 24th at Knuckleheads. Doors open for the event, I believe, at 7 o'clock. 6:30. Excuse me. And there'll be raffles, prizes, of 50-50. So. And a goodwill donation of $5 to get in. And the band starts at 8. So, and for additional questions, I'm sure you could contact Dan Notling at 262-470-0031. That's Dan Notling, 262-470-0031. Or Dan N as in Nancy, at IA, F as in Frank, 407.org. So, really proud to be supporting that and promoting that as much as we can. And now back to you, Ken, and the Black and Blue Hearts. Do we have anything going on for you in Waukesha yet? Can we get you into one of these local bars? Maybe Alicia Helbenslaven has a lot of weight over at Crush, so we could maybe get you to gig over there.
Yeah, you know, and that's my goal here. You know, I've had a busy past several years, and my creeping back into my music career was me doing this release right here.
Okay, so early in the cause.
This is a launching off point for me, and so I'm continuing to work on the booking shows as the next phase of this after promoting the single. So okay. I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully, we'll see you at a bunch of bars. My set's going to be a mix of my original music along with cover songs. And I'm a kid of the 90s, so you can hear a lot of that when I play typically. And I like fun upbeat stuff too. So, but more songs coming out. Some more time in the studio, and I've got a series of songs that are going to come out over the next year.
Sure. I was talking to an old friend and fellow grant writer who's back in, he's out in Pennsylvania now near Harrisburg. And we remember the band Live from the 90s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had two incredible albums, and they were like 4 years apart. First, second one, Throwing Copper, may arguably have been the greatest album of the 90s. Then after that, I think the label wanted them to start cutting more albums sooner. Right. And it was just a lot of studio LA garbage, you know? But. Yeah. Supposedly they're still gigging out there in the York, PA area, and they're playing a lot of stuff. But those first two albums, unbelievable.
Yeah, great band. I think I saw them at down in Milwaukee at the lakefront. What's the, I don't know what the arena is called now, but.
Oh, okay. I forget too.
Yeah.
But
they keep renaming it.
We should get them to play Waukesha. If we get this Guitar Town Festival, maybe we could book live, or maybe live would donate a gig. Just playing the Throwing Copper album would be fine with me. So.
Right. I feel a committee meeting coming up here, Don, related to this festival.
The first committee meeting about the Les Paul, again, patterned after the Willie Clancy in my grandmother's hometown in Ireland, in Milltown Mall Bay.
Absolutely.
So we'll do some homework, and I think we could craft something that's unique and interesting and could create a tradition here for years to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on board, man.
We coordinate with our friends at the Downtown Business Association on Friday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we can involve the high schools and some of these talented musicians, maybe the band directors too.
Oh my God, yeah. That would be fun. And even
there's a lot of resources.
Because I'm really big on world music. And one of my, you know, I was with a restaurant group out of Evanston, Illinois that had a lot of live music in each of the four venues. And our fourth restaurant was a steakhouse that had live jazz every night. And one night we had a guy, who was he again? He was the original drummer of the Ramsey Lewis Trio, and he had his own, I want to say it was a Fred Anderson quartet. Fred had it. He was the drummer, and he had the talking tambourine. But he had a sax player named Duke Payne Jr., an African-American gentleman from the South Side. A great sax player, but he'd always pull out the bagpipes. The Highlands, Scottish Highland bagpipes. And he would play those to jazz, and believe it or not, it worked.
Good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was incredible. It was really
soothing.
In my
brain, that sounds like a really bad idea, but.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember, but it fits. And so I'm really big. I really enjoyed a lot of the stuff that Paul Simon and Peter Gabriel doing for world music. And I think there's opportunities. You combine the guitar tradition with some of these other musical genres and really have some fun with a festival like that, especially like if you have these impromptu jam sessions.
Sure.
That would be neat.
Like little collaborations.
I'm also reminded, did you ever see The Last Waltz, the band's movie? Like, it was like their last concert.
No, I have not, admittedly.
Well, they talked to Levon Helm, who was the only American, you know, the rest were Canadian in the band. And he was in Arkansas. They used to have this thing called the Midnight Ramble, where all the different artists from all the different bars and churches would get together at midnight around a bonfire in the woods.
Sure.
And just jam different types of music. And we're going to talk. How are we doing on time here, Johnny? 3 minutes? Okay, three or ish. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so, I think what you're speaking to, Don, you know, some artist rounds would probably be a cool thing. Some writers rounds. And
yeah.
You know, that's where you could bring different music.
Too. Yeah.
Different
lyricists.
Musicians,
yeah.
You know, just to kind of showcase their music and talk about, you know, their songs and how they came to be. And
I got to believe like Rocker, Max Inc., you know, Pat Nettesheim, Guitars for Vets. I think they'd be all over that. They've been talking about this, and they said Les Paul Foundation, that's a big supporter for Guitars for Vets, I think would be all over this. So, yeah, let's get the wheels in motion.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch your Facebook page, Don.
All right.
For the point of this, just so that everyone listening knows that we're serious about this.
Okay.
And that
that's my commitment.
All the stakeholders understand that Don Brown's Facebook page is point for this.
Sure, sure.
Watch for the announcement.
I love it. Yeah. I love this idea. And we have less than 2 minutes, but the conversation continues about how we can further promote Guitar Town USA with a Guitar Town Festival that could be just very unique to Waukesha and can draw tourists from around the world that love Les Paul, that love great guitar, love great music.
Absolutely, and we'll bring in musicians from all over the world, too.
Sounds great. So, Kenny Machieski, did I pronounce that correctly?
Machieski. Yeah, you're closer than most people, Don.
Longtime Waukesha resident, Hamtramck native, but he belongs to us now, just like I belong to Waukesha. Thanks so much to you and your lovely daughter, Cora, for joining us this morning. And, you know, enjoy this beautiful Saturday, everyone. We had some sunshine. It's gotten a little cloudy, but at least the temperatures have been behaving nicely, especially after that that brutal storm we had in January.
Absolutely. So, my power was off for 30 hours during that.
You know, we lost power. Yeah, about the same for us. We got lucky. We were amazed that it came back on at the time that they said. It was 11 o'clock that next day. I couldn't believe it, but so grateful.
That's great. It's terrible weather for ice fishing, but.
Yeah. Today is. Yep. So, but don't forget, we do have the Winter's Farmers Market here. Coco with the cops. Hey, and also they're hiring. Police and fire are hiring big time. So please take a hard look at that if you're looking for a career in public service with two great departments here in our wonderful city. I want to thank Johnny again for doing a fantastic job with the training he's received. He continues to grow. And I thank everyone for joining us on this Saturday morning. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Don, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Kenny. Thanks for reconnecting. Morning Cannolis is next.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024 continues. Crudy lands in Las Vegas for the Nevada presidential primary, a competing GOP caucus, and all the build-up to Super Bowl 58. Tune in for special events broadcast live from the Vegas Strip. From Nevada primary Tuesday, February 6th through Super Bowl Friday, Crudy brings on the ground coverage from a swing state that helped Joe Biden win the presidency.
Viva Las Vegas!
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm so cool, too bad I'm a loser. I'm so smart, too bad I can't get anything figured out. I'm so brave, too bad I'm
a loser. Hey, for those of you who thought the show was over like myself, psych! A little more time left here.
Just kidding.
My apologies. But hey, you know, who says this can't be fun? And, you know, it's funny because I thought we were a segment behind. And now, well, anyway. But back here this week in Waukesha. Don't forget, Morning Cannolis is still next. That comes on at 9. So we got more quality time with Kenny Machieski. We're talking about our committee for a Les Paul-inspired guitar festival here in Waukesha, Guitar Town USA. And committee members encouraged. So Kenny and I are the first two, and I'm sure we could get some people from Guitars for Vets.
Yeah.
We could enlist the Les Paul Foundation.
The folks down at
at
Outpost Music.
Outpost Music. Danny Faustman, Guitar Studio for Life as well.
Yep, my daughter Cora has just raised her hand.
Cora has just raised her hand, so we got a student representation.
We're going to get the band directors down here.
Get the band directors,
and,
yeah.
And honestly, I think the restaurants and venues are an important piece of that, too, the downtown businesses.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, this is to attract people to town. It's not just for the musicians.
Sure.
And for entertainment purposes, it's great for the community and for revenue for our businesses here.
It really has, yeah. Mary Jane Sanchez, who's here at the office of former Alderman Don Brown, she's nodded. Yes, she's going to help out. So, and perhaps our attorney in residence, James Santel, could also give us some legal advice on how we go about this and do it right. And, of course, Johnny has also thrown his name in the hat.
Yeah. I see some educational opportunities here, too, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And maybe some scholarships, just like with the Fred Fest. And, hey, that does remind me, speaking of fests, is you've got Westapalooza today. Are you guys going to that at Waukesha West?
Westapalooza. I'm not going to that. My son might be.
Okay. Will there be music, though? Or is it just a fundraiser? Like, what's going on there? I was trying to get Braden Schrader to tell me last night during the game when we were broadcasting the women's game.
Yeah. Do you know anything about Westapalooza, Cora?
No.
She's about their middle school, so she's not quite there yet.
Yeah, next year you'll know when you're at West.
Sure. But it's a big fundraiser for their booster club.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just at Festival of Bands at West last weekend.
Yeah.
And that was a cool event. So that's where West brings together the Les Paul, you know, the middle school bands with the high school band.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, the jazz band plays all the high school bands play, the middle school bands play. Catholic Memorials, I think, or Waukesha Catholics band played. So
okay,
that's a really cool event as well.
Sure.
Related to music that we have here.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. So,
well, yeah, and there's a whole schedule of great, like, music event. Like there's March Fest at South, which is one of the largest in the state and one of the oldest.
Yeah, that's a great competition.
Yeah. And oh boy, it gets crowded there, right? More crowded than a lot of the football games.
It does. Yeah.
So I remember going to watch my nephew play at Waukesha North. Great performance by Bruno Orlowski and of course Tom Battersby and the rest of the band. But boy, we were like crammed in there like sardines, you know, watch. So it's well attended.
Yeah, those marching band festivals are really well attended. Pretty much everywhere we go, and you know, Waukesha West being a competition band, my son's in it, and we travel all over the place these competitions. But the turnout for them is like you said, it's better than football games sometimes.
And North has a branded event, and West has theirs too.
Yep.
So they all kind of happen there over a two-three week cycle in the fall.
Yep, they do. And West also implemented a community day for the marching band this year too, where kids could come out and learn about the different instruments that are available and what participating in marching band is like.
Sure.
I think a few of the other schools do that too. So there's lots of opportunities for the young folks to also learn about band and becoming involved in music as well.
Then here in downtown at our different venues, there's live, like my wife and I got dinner at Ray's Grain. They had Wednesday night, they had some live music. And here downtown on Tuesday nights at the House of Guinness, they have a traditional Irish music band playing trad, the Irish. Yep. And it's fun to listen to. And when I used to run an Irish pub in Evanston, we would have a session, which anyone could come in. You'd have three professionals that would lead the action, but different artists, amateur and otherwise, could come in and also contribute.
It was kind of like an open jam.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really one of the great. And that's like this Willie Clancy that in my grandmother's hometown, Ireland, takes place every July. That's a big part of it, is after the schools and the different educational aspects, these artists come together from all over the world in the different pubs and just jam together. It's just, it's electric. It's magical.
Yeah.
And it's fun to be a part of. And we could do something very similar to that. So we wouldn't necessarily need to book Frame Park or a larger venue, although we could.
Yeah.
Like, I think, I thought for the fireworks, for sure, the marching band at North would be at Lowell Park, or getting all of them to do like John Philip Sousa or something really great while the fireworks are going on. How cool would that be?
That would be really cool.
I know we're listening to, these guys are marching in all the parades, so we're putting them to work more, but maybe that's something you could get the marching band alumni to do. How fun would that be?
That would be really fun.
Especially if they have a few sodas in them, for the festivities. But it's one of the things I love, that they moved the fireworks over to Lowell Park. Because you can watch, if you have friends in the area like we did, you could watch it from backyards and really enjoy it. But if you're there on site, I know there was at least one beer truck, and they probably need to add more.
This is Wisconsin,
and,
right?
Yeah, and just food. But it's such a great community gathering, having it at Lowell Park. And then why not use Waukesha North High School, invite people to use the bleachers and enjoy the marching band while the fireworks are going off.
So now you got Tom Badgersby on the hook for that.
Well, but maybe that could be a thing with the Booster Club, is if you get some alumni to participate, right. Maybe it's the kind of thing that they pay into and proceeds go towards the band or towards the music culture, and just so many great opportunities. And and of course, our focus, of course, is this Les Paul Festival that we want to someday launch. So I think it's this really is the last 2 minutes. Any final comments from you, Kenny? And Kenny Machieski, the Black and Blue Hearts. Check out their song, You Had Other Plans.
Yep, You Had Other Plans. It's available on all streaming platforms currently, YouTube as well. Appreciate anyone who's adds it on Spotify. Give it a listen. For me at this point in my life, I'm not making music to make a name for myself by any means. I'm just looking to make music because I enjoy making music. Songwriting is something that just kind of comes naturally to me. Yeah. Songs just come to me, and I just feel like it's an opportunity to put that out into the world. And if it makes a good day for someone out there, or makes a difference for someone out there, it's done its work.
And here in this guitar town, if it encourages others too, to kids of all ages to want to participate, like myself, I still want to get that Pogues cover band together. So you and I are going to work on that as well, part of the festival.
Yep, and Johnny on harmonica, right?
Johnny on the blues harp.
Yeah,
can't wait to hear it. And James Santel's an artist as well. His show Morning Cannolis is next.
And Don, thanks again for having me, man. It's been good to see you again.
Thanks again. I'm glad we got to do this thanks again thing here with our two final segments.
Right.
And, please again remember, safety continues to be everyone's responsibility. And good mental health also is everybody's right. Have a great Saturday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week before the Rotary Club Pancake Festival. And see ya!
I'm so done. Turn me over. Just like I fallen for the first time. Anything plain can be lovely. Anything love can be lost. Maybe I lost my direction.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This